Professor Jenny Hudson from the Centre for Emotional Health and the Department of Psychology at Macquarie University. I think for kids who do experience anxiety, it's really hard to know what is this weird thing that's happening in my body, and they don't realise that it is actually a normal emotion, and it can be really difficult to know what that is. So kind of more information, more education for kids about that experience of anxiety being normal and how to deal with it. So I think we're going to have to teach children better strategies of how to deal with that experience of emotion. Well, to acknowledge it, because it is really normal that everybody does experience it, it's okay, it's not going to kill you. Anxiety, it's just, it's not a very pleasant emotion, but some people actually do seek it out. They like going and jumping off tall buildings or bungee jumping just to experience that kind of adrenaline rush, which is similar to that experience of anxiety. But most people experience a quite unpleasant emotion, but it's not, you know, it won't last forever, it will pass. And then also of how best to cope with it in that, rather than avoiding situations that make you scared, that you really need to face them. Because if you kind of avoid them, then you never learn that actually probably wasn't as scary as what you think. As often people with anxiety tend to focus on the negative things in the world. So they might go to pick out all the negative things that might happen and look for the bad things, rather than kind of thinking in a more realistic way. So if you continue to avoid situations, you never really get real information about what is okay or what's scary versus not. So that kind of helps to maintain the anxiety. So by gradually facing situations that you're scared of, then you learn that it's actually not as bad as what you think and you can handle it. I think this key strategy is not to help avoid those situations or avoid those situations. So by encouraging kids to face those difficult situations, but doing it in a really gradual way when the child's ready for it to be able to face those situations. But also to acknowledge that it's okay to feel nervous, it's okay to feel scared, and this is how we handle it, by facing those situations rather than avoiding it. So kind of teachers and parents can support kids in that way and focus on the times when they're courageous and brave rather than focus on the times when they are feeling more nervous and stressed. I think things are improving in terms of the way that we're managing anxiety within schools, but there's still a long way to go, because all the kids that have anxiety aren't receiving the help that they need, and often those children do get overlooked and not picked up. But there is more information available for schools, for school counsellors and teachers about how to deal with anxiety and how to manage it better. So it is improving, but we still have a bit of a way to go, I think. Well, we have on our Centre for Emotional Health website, we have a whole lot of resources that for parents and for clinicians and teachers as well, about how to, the programs that we know that work in treating anxiety and preventing anxiety. So we have a lot of resources on our website for parents and teachers to look at.